This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Speaking of, let's go to the text line. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. Imagine if the Democrats would have gone after all the hostages held by Hamas back when they were in power like they are this MS-13 guy now. But do you remember how bad it got? The parents of the hostages were following Joe Biden around to speaking engagements, just standing there with signs like, you know, like, don't forget us. And then when Her Highness was immaculated, they were following her around just to get the Democrats to care. That's where we are. They don't care. Texter writes, hey, Tara, Powell needs to go. Talking about Jerome Powell, head of the Federal Reserve. He can be fired. The Fed reached its goal of 2% inflation less than 20% of the time he was in charge. Okay, keep in mind who Powell is, okay, for a minute. Something strange started happening under Obama, okay? Do you remember this? And the media, even the liberal media, would remark upon it. Main street America could be in a recession. Things could suck. And the market would go up. Things would be great. And the market would go up. Why? It's fake. It rises on a raft of fake cash. Monopoly money. That's why. It has supplanted and replaced legitimate economic activity and pushed it to the side. That's why Main Street is suffering like it is. Wall Street, a couple of shiny shoes firms mainly, want it to continue, okay? So when Trump goes after Jerome Powell, they freak. Why? Because if Jerome Powell lowers rates, it's good for me, it's good for you. We can begin, a certain number of middle class will begin to be able to buy a house again. We'll have a real estate market. We want to live in rental housing owned by the same multinationals, yes, that are traded on Wall Street. In other words, money flows in the reverse. It flows to us. They don't want that. Why? Because Wall Street floats on a raft of fake cash. It's very profitable for them. It guts you. You pay at the checkout line to higher food prices. That's how this works. They know it. When Trump calls Powell out on this is a threat to their very, very, very fake way of prospering. They are not prospering off of capital. They are prospering off what John Cougar Mellencamp once called the bills that kill. Love that song. You pay at the grocery store when you check out. You pay in inflated prices. You pay when you buy a car and the auto payments are twice on average for the average car what they were when Joe Biden took office. That's where you pay. They get rich on a raft of fake cash, right? Now keep in mind, these are the same people who were totally cool with Jerome Powell saying, oh, you know, we may be at 4% inflation now, but if we print $2 or $3 trillion more dollars, well, you know what? It's going to be transitory. Don't worry about it. What happened? It went to 9%, more than doubled. They were cool. They were cool when these people doubled the payment on an average car. They were cool when these people doubled the mortgage payment for your average, nothing special, middle-class house. Does that sound financially damaging to you? Hey, you know, we're going to double the payment on a house. Nah, no big deal. We're going to double the payment on a car. Pfft, nah, whatever. Nah, that'll be fine. The market will be fine. And it was. Why? Because of the fake cash. Folks, here's the thing. This model can't last forever. The dollar will crash. I mean, yesterday morning, the show started with people freaking out, texting me, Tara, talk about gold. Oh my gosh, it's going to hit all-time high, 3,400. Really? Yeah, went to 35 yesterday. This can't last. These people are so evil that They are trying to squeeze one last quarter of fake profits out of the market, where they rob you. So understand, the same people, and a lot of this is caused by these big, powerful players. This is not Main Street, okay? This is fake. These people are doing naked shorts. They're doing put options to sink the market because they need the fake cash that Lindsey Graham provides for them. It's a printing. They know we got maybe, I don't know, once we enter the death cycle, three quarters left. Look at the market right now. Look at the gold. They don't care. They only care about the next quarter's balance sheet. This is war. The same people, again, who didn't care when your house payment doubled, didn't care when the average auto payment doubled, did not care. No freak out. Market goes straight up. All of this sudden, Trump calls Powell out on, and he's right. And they freak. Why? The truth. Because everything is fake. The money is fake. The profits are fake. It's all fake. They need it to be fake so they can keep robbing you blind. On the other hand, this is very risky what Trump is doing. These people could have the ability to tank the market. In fact, if it was 5 years ago, they could destroy the dollar to take him down. The only reason they haven't done it yet is because at the financial fake media, the mainstream media does not have the power it once did. Too many people are like, well, I'm going to go on X and read my favorite financial accounts. They tend to be right way more than CNBC. That's where we are this morning. That's where we are. We are in deep fakeville. How do a lot of these companies make their money? China. They make it from China. Couldn't we transfer a lot of this manufacturing? I mean, theoretically, since China is our mortal enemy, and as documented by Trump at COVID.gov, tried to kill us with the virus. Couldn't we just transfer it to a country not trying to kill us, like India, Indonesia? Yeah, we could. But these people lose out. It's not about you. It's about them. They are throwing one massive tantrum trying to shrink the markets and scare you into pulling your money out too, because they can't do it alone. They can get it pretty far, but they can't do it alone. They need mom and pop to panic pull out of their 401ks. That's what this is about. And we'll see how it is. Maybe, I mean, they may be able to do it. There's a tremendous risk here. I'm not going to lie to you about that. But that's the fight that we're having. And if there's one thing they hate, it's when people do what I just did, which is tell you the truth about it.